Stevie, obviously it goes without saying, disappointment today.
Get disappointed to lose any game at home, but we've just got to make sure that, you know, that doesn't carry into the week ahead that we've got. It's been a good start to the season. We're going to face defeat at some point, and we've got the St Johnstone game to look forward to on Tuesday night, which, you know, it's a credit to the boys the way they started the season that we've got that problem, that we're facing a game on Tuesday which everybody's looking forward to at the club. But disappointing that that's the unbeaten record come to an end, but we're going to face it, and it's how we respond to that now.
Someone said here at the start of the season you would have been defeated until mid-December, you would have taken it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and as I say, it's not taking the defeat lightly today. I thought in the first half, well, there was uncertainty obviously with David Hopkins moving on through the week, but they played with the same game plan, the same shape that we had worked on all week, so that I can't use that as an excuse. I felt in the first half we didn't get enough crosses in and stuff that we'd worked. In the second half it was a lot better, and the one thing that they were going to cause us problems with was a counter attack. We were aware of that, and when you go a goal down, you know, sometimes you look a little bit more vulnerable than you should as well. But I think the game changes, and you know, at one each we have a really good move, and it's a great wee reverse pass and a great run by Fraser Murray, and he's unfortunately just lifts it over the bar, and you know, Morton then go down the other end of the park, and they get the winner from the boy McGuffey on a rebound for a great save from Owen.
Declan McManus had two or three chances, didn't he? Got his penalty in the end, but he had one or two opportunities close in that he was unlucky enough to score.
Yeah, I think there was one in the second half that he's been very unlucky with. You know, it's fizzed across the face of goal, and he's unfortunate, you know, he doesn't hit the back of the net with that one. But as I say, we've had a lot of plaudits this year. And I want to credit Morton, because they've come with a game plan to frustrate us, and as much as I'm disappointed that we've lost the game, you know, at 1-0, I've just seen a picture there and the ball is over the line. I think, you know, I'm not going to be here and standing and, you know, claiming for something that wasn't. At 2-0 it would have made it harder for us, but in the main it was the first half today. The first half we just, whether it was Morton frustrating us, you know, us trying to play through the middle of them too much, that might have played part in it as well, but I thought we addressed it the second half, and as I say, we're just disappointed that we've lost the game today.
I guess this is the expression of the guys, the kind of positives that have got to this point, undefeated before the game, and kind of reinforcing that.
Yeah, it has to be, and you touched upon it earlier on there, that if somebody had said that was going to be our start to the season, then I'm sure we would have bit your hand off. But football, that's the nature of the beast, you just want to keep winning games, and as I say, there's disappointment in that dressing room, but we'll be in tomorrow for recovery. We're having a big game on Tuesday, and we've just got to make sure that, you know, there's questions getting asked of us. Wraith Rovers, you seen what it meant to them when they scored the second goal last week, and you seen what it meant to Morton. You know, there's teams are coming to try and turn us over, and as I've said, it's just dusting ourselves down tonight, thinking about what we could have possibly done better, but not getting too despondent and remaining positive that we've got a quarter final to look forward to on Tuesday night.